From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. An agreement has been reached on the negotiating mandate for the U.S.-Taiwan Initiative on 21st Century Trade that was announced June 1st. The mandate sets out broad objectives shared by both countries for the upcoming negotiations, with the first round of talks likely in the early fall. The U.S. and Taiwan have set a robust agenda for negotiations on trade facilitation, good regulatory practices, strong anti-corruption standards, and enhancing trade between small and medium enterprises. Seven western states that rely on Colorado River water were told by government officials to develop plans for dramatically reducing water usage. The LA Times reports the Bureau of Reclamation announced new emergency water cuts for states like Arizona and Nevada and in Mexico, as the nation's two biggest reservoirs are at historically low levels. Under the declaration, Arizona's yearly water allotment is reduced by 21%, Nevada's by 8%, and Mexico's by 7%. Taco Bell is getting into the plant-based meat market by testing a proprietary product in the market around Birmingham, Alabama. The Wall Street Journal says the company has been working on the soy and pea-based product for 3 years that will debut in a crispy melt taco that's made with a white corn shell tortilla. Taco Bell's chief innovation officer, Liz Matthews, says the product will cost $2.49 and that price affordability was critical. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.